A thought for today. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I've been reading from A Gift from Self to Self as I'm proofing the book and making sure that it's all as good as it can be before it goes to press. And as I was reading in here, I was thinking to myself, my goodness, this stuff is very good. This stuff is very positive. I really was in a wonderful experience writing this. And as I was reading, it was saying, a harmonious life begins in consciousness. Well, bully, bully, bully. A harmonious life begins in consciousness. Even those grand and great intellects, those marvelous spiritually evolved beings, the happy people in the universe, from time to time slide back in their awareness and no limitation for a time in their experiences. And then it goes on, this happens for one all too simple reason. We may be ever so evolved in our consciousness. We may be ever so uplifted in our thinking. We may be ever so beautiful as wonderful creatures of light. But should we one moment entertain thoughts of limitation, in harmony, dissatisfaction with our world, recognition of lack and disease, this is what abundantly pours into our experience. Boy, that's terrible. That's rough. Once the consciousness is so pure that it knows only good and beautiful, right and loving, happy, and beautiful thoughts, any thought to the contrary, which it entertains for even a moment, impresses itself upon that being, that being's consciousness, in such a powerful manner that immediately that one's life becomes a virtual hell on earth. The work of purification has been so complete that all blocks to success and fulfillment fade, and only that open which the mind lately has been dwelling upon manifests regardless of the goodness which has been previously programmed and experienced in consciousness. Very interesting. This is why if one chooses to listen to news broadcasts and reports of conditions about the world, he opens himself to the vibrations and thought activities of others who may not be harmonious with his conditioning. Thousands have cried out, but we must be good citizens. We must know what's going on in the world. We must know, be aware of the world about us. We must be aware of the world about us, which is less than that which we wish to experience, only if we wish to continue creating on that level of awareness. We created everything that is on the news broadcasts. We have created every negative and positive experience that comes into our ken. And we can be objective, we can be selective in the continued creating and cease to create those conditions which we no longer wish to experience. We no longer need to satisfy whatever in our thinking needed them in the first place. and we can create news, create a world of harmony, love, peace, right action, truth, and total goodness as we unfold and understand goodness. Exercising the principle. We can put into practice the principle we now understand. We can put it into practice effectively by being in total control of every thought that goes into and out of our consciousness. This means that we are alert every moment to peace, harmony, beauty, love, and every positive and beneficial experience which we have a desire to enjoy. This does not mean that we keep out the negative. It does not mean that we keep out thoughts which we are unhappy and undesirable. It does not mean that we keep out all of our daily living and thinking experiences which might test and might tend to denigrate ourselves and others, casting aspersions on conditions or otherwise defaming another. Quite the contrary. Exercising the principle of harmony requires only that we think about harmony. To put into practice this principle of unity, right action, cooperation, and joyous living requires only one action on our part, to live it. To live it, to live it. To live what? To live that which we desire to manifest in our world. To speak our word in every possible way, that we are wholesome, beautiful, worthwhile, enjoyable, marvelous beings. To know that we are the creator of our world and that we desire to that our world be a world of peace, joy, and harmony. And so that it is all that we can see in our world. For whatever it is that we see, that is what appears. We, however, do not make things happen. We see them as already happening. We do not control our world. We see a world of perfect harmony. We do not control the lives of others in our world. We see a world of harmony, including others in our world. This is the only way we can work the program. This is the only way the program works. A harmonious life happens when we see it as already done, in the absolute, in the reality. As we name it, claim it, and reveal it as manifest in our life and our world, so it is. What kind of drinking are we doing? For 8 minutes, I've just read you some very positive thoughts here from A Gift from Self to Self. The whole book is jammed full of this stuff. If you're proofing this book, your life should be so fantastic, so joyous, so filled with peace and harmony and goodness. You should be so magnificently attired in everything beautiful and good that it's just, you'd sparkle and glow. If you read these things, if you study these things, and you spit them out, you take them in and you spit them out, they can do you no good. If you take a drink of water and you spit it out, it does you no good. If you eat food and you spit it out, it does you no good. If you just let it pass through your system, it does you no good. You must digest it. You must ingest it. You must make it yours, if you wish. I tell people who come to me for counseling, please do not tell me your problem. I do not want to spend my counseling time with you getting your problem off my mind and getting your solution on my mind. Oh, but you don't know what happened to me. I cut my arm off. Look, see, there's no arm, and I want my arm back. Well, bully for you. Go somewhere else and tell your troubles. If you come to me and say, I arm is whole and perfect. See that with me. And I see it with you, and it's done. But if you come to me and tell me, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I'm filled with all this trouble and problem, and I don't know how to handle it. Well, I said, go someplace else. Go someplace else. Go someplace where they like to hear that. Go someplace where they like to minister unto the sick. Jesus ministered unto the sick, and he ministered unto the well. But unto all of these people he said, hey, you boys and girls, it's done unto you according to your belief. Not anything I do, but it's your belief. I teach you a message, but it's you. He didn't want to heal people. He didn't heal them. He said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Each time a healing came up in the experience of Jesus, he would say, do you believe? Do you believe you can be healed? Then it's done. And I say to you, do you believe you can live a life of harmony, peace, joy, happiness, abundance? Do you believe you can have a world of wholeness and happiness and joy and every good thing? Do you believe it? Well, then, if you don't believe it, go someplace else where they enjoy hearing about what you don't believe. You come to me. You come to the philosophy of God Unlimited University of Healing, and we're tough. We're tough. But for all those who will follow the principle that we teach and share, the principles that Jesus taught, the principles that Buddha taught, the principles that psychology throughout the ages teaches and taught, then you will get results. But so long as you hold on to negative thoughts, they will belong to you. So long as you hold on to limited ideas for yourself, it will belong to you. Today, I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I drink in the joy of the universe. I drink in the peace of the universe. All about me, I see wholeness. All about me, I see happy people. All about me, I see fulfilled lives. Happiness is not having money. It is not having health. It is not having friendship. It is not having family. It is not having a good body. Happiness is contentment within oneself. And when you are content within yourself, all things are added unto you. Heard that before. Who lives in you? God. Go to the Father within, and he will reveal all unto you. Ask, and it will be given unto you. These are just phrases that we've heard from the Bible so often, but what about it? What are you asking? Oh, I love the phrase of the church, we are sinners unworthy of the sight of God. And then the Old Testament, they say, any man who sees God will die. That's right. They're so right. Any one of us, if we ever see God, we will die to the old and be born to our new reality. They were more right than they realized. They were thinking of an outward manifestation, and perhaps that too. But let's die to all those things that are not like ourselves. Let's leave them behind by atrophy. When we give them no attention, they just disappear. They dry up and blow away. And that which we give attention to, my God, that which we give attention to, that's what happens in our life. That's what comes about in our world. And if we give attention to the fact that we are the happiest, joyous people that ever existed, that we live in paradise, for instance, here on the campus, and we live in paradise here on the campus, we live a life of joy and harmony and peace. Well, Herb, don't we do that? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But I'm saying, each of you may have a moment when you fall and you think, hey, it could be better. Well, if it could be better, how would you like it better? What would you like? Agree with your adversary quickly. How would you like it better? Well, I'd like more time to meditate. Great. Here it is. I'd like more time to relax after a meal and just sort of sit and twiddle my thumb for a minute. Great. Here it is. I'd like more time to read meditative things. Great, here it is. You will proofread these books. But, oh, that's not what I meant. Do you mean concentrating on proofing these books of positive ideas and statements is not teach? Here I'm proofreading some stuff that I wrote myself. And as I proofread it, I get so excited about these things because this is what I believe. This is what I live. And as you read these things, you get so excited about it because this is what you believe, this is what you live. When Stefan visited campus years ago, he came and he was typesetting books. And he said, "This is the most wonderful thing in the world because here I am typesetting the things that are most interesting to me. I'm typesetting the things that just turn me on." My goodness. Our Sylvia here, she really has a problem. We've allowed her to work on the relative book in the University of Philosophy. And she's so excited about it, she says, "I got to take it, I got to take it, I got to take it. I got to do this course. It's so wonderful, it's so wonderful. This is what I believe, this is my program. You know, forget the other work that I'm doing. This is great." Well, you see, this is what happens. When you get caught up in the work that you're doing, you get caught up in the dreams that you're doing, you get so excited. Life is wonderful. It's filled with joy. You can't wait to get back to your typesetting. You can't wait to get back to your proofing. You can't wait to get back to living what you're learning. To living what you're learning. Oh, if we could only spend a little more time with living what we're learning. But we can. Every single day, we can spend time living what we're learning. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. And when we spend this time living what we're learning, what are we doing? We're putting into practice those things that we hold dear in our mind. I think my thought and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. Well, this is a lovely thought. In our advanced thinking, we say, it already exists. We merely recognize it and call it forth in our awareness. But however we use the terminology, it all is the same, it works. As a man thinketh in his heart, 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 what? So he is. What is it we think in our heart? What is it that we're thinking about? What is it that's important to us? What is it that we like to do? Behind me, our puppy was going onto the bookshelf and picking up his bones. And he was deciding from one bone to another. And he'd pick it up and put it down. He'd pick it up and put it down. And then I came over and took the bones and set them off on the carpet. And it no longer amused him. So he went to do something else. But isn't this how we are? We're so interested in things. We're so interested in things. As long as there's a little noise, as long as there's a little bit of things going on, he knew he was getting my attention. And he got my attention, not unhappily. I just took a moment, went over, and moved it off of the shelf, and so it didn't make any noise anymore. It's no fun. So he goes on to other things. We have so many things that gather our attention and that are fun for us or not fun for us. And we want to always be in charge. We want to always be in charge of our thinking, our ideas, our world, and enjoy life. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within on what to drink. All of you know, as you pick up a newspaper and read something unhappy, you say, "I didn't need that." Well, then why did you pick it up in the first place? Well, I should know what's going on. Look, if you want to live in the world, and you want to know what's going on in the world, then you start living from your own inner consciousness. I'm guided from within. And when you're guided from within, you will be the center of news for everyone. Everyone who comes into your world, into your awareness, will say, "Man, You sure live a beautiful life. You have such wonderful things going. Just look at your body. It's so radiant. Look at your aura. You just are so dynamic. You have a place of paradise here. Everything seems to be so harmonious. You keep everything neatly in its place and you enjoy things. My goodness, this is a lovely place to be. Why do they want to be in your world? Because your world is harmonious, peaceful, joyful, happy, fulfilled. Every desire of your heart is there. What do you want television for? Television lets you see what other people are doing all the time. I'm not saying you shouldn't have television. I'm just saying, what do you want it for? Think of the things that you could be thinking and bringing forth out of your consciousness if you didn't have television. If you didn't have television, you could sit down like a Leonardo da Vinci and you could design a helicopter which the universe isn't ready to manufacture for several hundred years. You could sit down and create an aqueduct which would carry water throughout all the lands which the world was not ready to manufacture yet for a period of time. You could create many, many other things. You could just have a ball. The pharaohs in Egypt could drive Cadillacs. They could have had Cadillacs. They could have easily manifested that, if that's what they wanted. But they wouldn't have any gas. Yes, they would. They'd manufacture the ability to manufacture gas. Or they would manufacture an engine inside of their car that didn't need gas. Oh, that's interesting. Yes, everything is possible. The centurion came to Jesus and said, "Heal my servant." And Jesus said, "I will come right away." And the centurion said, "No, no, you speak your word, and I will carry the message to him, and my word is law, and it'll be done." And Jesus said, "Nowhere in all of Israel have I seen a faith so great as this one." You see, when we speak our word, and we have authority in our word, then whatever it is we choose to have in our life, whatever we drink into our consciousness, that is what we are. Our word is like that beautiful, clear spring water that nourishes us, that refreshes us, that delights us. I could make all sorts of statements, but the minute I'd make these statements, you'd jump on them and try to put them into motion. So rather than putting outward objective things into motion, I'll put inward things into motion. Put an inward cause into motion that I'm going to drink in from my world, my creation, only those things that are positive and beautiful. I'm going to project from me only those things that are positive and beautiful. Therefore, I'll only drink in those things that are positive and beautiful. I create about me this day a world of perfection. Ooh-wee, would that be a delightful thing. But what does it mean for you, for perfection? For the little boy who wants a horse, perfection is having that horse. For the little boy's daddy, who is going to have to take care of that horse, it's not necessarily perfection, because he says, "Oh boy, I got a job on my hands. I got to take care of this critter. And then I got to teach the kid how to drive the horse, sure, how to ride the horse. I got to learn how to ride the horse so that I can teach the kid how to ride the horse. And how to take care of him. And how to keep him happy. And how to keep him out of trouble." You see, perfection varies with each instant in our life. But perfection as principle never varies. Perfection as right action never varies. The fulfillment of the law, the fulfillment of principle, the fulfillment of all things never varies. When we drink in of the eternal truths, we are fulfilled beyond measure. When we drink in from the reality of who we are, we are fulfilled in such a way that it's unbelievable. We cannot even imagine how wonderful it'll be. But when we live from our divine center, we don't need to imagine it. We are it. You see, a lot of times, We get hung up on the story of Jesus, for instance. Do we have to die on the cross? Do we have to suffer? Do we have to do these things? No! He did those things just to get attention. If he hadn't done that, for centuries people would have paid no attention to him, because messiahs come and go in Egypt time, in Israel time, so frequently that people paid no attention to him. Only those who left an indelible mark in some way. The Buddha, nobody would have ever known about him, except that he made his mark by being himself and having fun and building an organization around him and being so dynamic, so charismatic, that so many people came to him that the Hindu religions had to include him. They had to accept him, because what he said was so universally acceptable, so universally true, that it made him desirable. And so when something is taught that is so desirable, there is a way to carry it out. Lao Tse didn't die on the cross. He didn't have any tragic ending. Confucius did not have any tragic ending. Buddha died of ptomaine poisoning, but that's just because he chose to take off. Of course, Jesus and the rest of them chose to take off too. Zarathustra, the many, many Zarathustras, never died tragic deaths. Akhenaten, our Pharaoh of Egypt, he died, but it was not considered a tragic death. But in his short life, he left indelible prints upon the world. We could go on and on and on and on. It is not necessary to live a tragic life to be a spiritually illumined person. Drink in the truth. Jesus taught a God of love. Now let us be this God of love. Jesus taught a God of forgiveness, non-judgment. Now let us be this non-judgment. Jesus taught non-possession. Let us be non-possession. Let us take the good things that Buddha taught, Jesus taught, Muhammad taught. All of these various religions, all these various faiths, let's take the good from them. And instead of having it be such a dramatic experience, let's let it be a joyous experience. Because even Jesus said, hey, I choose to do this. I choose to die on the cross. I choose to have this tragic ending, because this is part of the role I'm going to play. It's going to make my name. Well, you and I don't have to be teachers like Jesus. We can be followers. We can be leaders in our own self. We can live it. We don't have to live a sexless life. We don't have to live a funless life. We don't have to live a life of limitation. We don't have to live a life that of denial. Rather, we live a life of inclusion of every beautiful and good thing. And let's not name anything evil or bad or undesirable, but let's name all things good. For even the first chapter of the Bible says God created all things and called it good. And Jesus called everything good. Everything, even the woman at the well who was messing around with all the men in town. Even the great prophets throughout all ages never judged. Their role was not to judge. Their role was merely to point out, if you do these things, these are the results. If you do those things, those are the good results, whatever your choice. No judgment. So this day, I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, and I am guided from within. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, and I am guided from within. I choose to drink only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, and I am guided from within. I love you.